The 11th of November, 1933, I was in DeSmet. I think I was signing up for the CC camp out in the Black Hills. And it was one of those blackout days. The dirt storm was so severe you couldn't see a man 20 feet ahead of you. And I happened to walk by they had the street lights on in DeSmet, and of course the lights would not penetrate, blow dirt. And there was two men standing under that street light talking, and as I walked by, I heard one man say to the other, "Do you think the world's coming to an end?" And he meant it, because it was very, very eerie, right in the very middle of the day, and you couldn't even see the sun. You couldn't see 30 feet ahead of you. In fact, our neighbors had a fairly new car that was coming down the highway, and they run right into the back of a maintainer right in the middle of the day in one of them terrible dust storms. Printer killed themselves because they couldn't even see the maintainer with his lights till he was right there and hit it.
Was this the time now also where you had those clouds, those big black clouds of grasshoppers?
Clouds and grasshoppers moved in from the west after they'd eaten up all the crop in the west.
How far west?
Well, clear.
Western South Dakota?
All western South Dakota. Of course, up in the grassland, up in Perkins and Harding County, there wasn't any crops to speak of up there. It was prairie grassland.
So they would just like lift up in one huge giant cloud?
When the wind would come tearing out of the northwest, we'd see them big black clouds coming. Well, we wonder if we're going to get rain. All we was getting then when it did hit here was dirt and grasshoppers. Come in by the millions. The grasshoppers ate everything that was green in this country in 32, 3, and 4, and up to, and even in 36.